Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Chad and I are chatting with Jayant Bhandari, private investor and consultant to a number of well-known large investors in the resource sector. Also well-known to our audience, as Jayant does join us on a fairly regular basis, approximately every month. Jayant, one topic that we haven't really talked about with you, but boy oh boy have we covered it really in the last 6 months, probably even longer than that, is the disconnect between the gold price and the underlying gold stocks. You can even say that broadly now, because as we've pulled back for about a year now, little over a year in gold and the gold stocks have faded more so than gold. And that's across the board, from the seniors down to the juniors and the small explorers. There's just been this drift lower, and there's been a lot of comments saying that the stocks are pricing in $1,500 gold, maybe even $1,400 gold. You can throw out whatever number you want. Either way, the stocks are still lagging where the gold price is, right around $1,800. Or what do you think is causing this, Jayant?
Well, for me, this is, Corey, an excellent opportunity to invest, increase my exposure to mining companies. There should not be a disconnect. And if people think that gold price should be $1,500 an ounce, then what they should be thinking about is to short sell gold somehow and then invest that cash into mining companies. That would be a very smart move from their part if they really believe in what they are saying. But my view is that gold price has been very sticky. Now, I know that people have become pessimistic about the gold price, but gold falls, but it reverts back to its original 1800 plus pricing range very soon, within a few days' time. So I think gold price has become very sticky. It's sticky in the sense that it's not falling any lower than 1800. Gold mining companies, gold junior mining companies, have fallen a lot more than they should have. And they have failed to recover every time gold price has recovered. So for me, this is an extraordinarily good opportunity to increase my exposure to junior gold mining companies.
Yeah, it's definitely a good time to look for some companies that are quality and have good projects that maybe aren't getting that market love. One of the subsectors, Jayant, that I look at is the developers, where they have a resource estimate in place. Maybe they've got their PEA or a PFS, and they've got ounces in the ground. Maybe it's gold, maybe it's copper, maybe it's silver. But there's a big disconnect in where the NPV and their projects are, and maybe they have two projects or three projects that are substantial, and where they're actually trading in the marketplace. And when we saw this in the last cycle in 2010, 2011, some of these things were valued two or three times where they would be valued today. What do you make of the disconnect between these companies that have proved up ounces in the ground and where they're being valued by the marketplace?
Well, Shad, the thing is that so many investors, a vast majority of investors, look at what other investors are doing to decide on what they should be doing. Now, this is a very, what I might call a sheepish behavior, where people don't want to take decisions independently. Most of the best and easiest money is made when people think for themselves rather than look at what other people are doing. And you are absolutely correct. There are companies that are trading for a fraction of what they should be trading at. But then investors are keep telling each other that because it's not going up, there must be something wrong, and we will invest when other people start investing. And that creates a vicious cycle. But that also offers an independent thinker an opportunity to accumulate some of these companies at a very cheap price. For example, Shad, we talked about a company called Nucor a couple of months back, and they have released some excellent results, but all that results into share price increasing a bit and then falling back to its normal range. And it's trading at lower than its recent financing price, when they did not even release warrants with the financing. So those are the companies that I want to pay attention to. There's another company called O3 Mining, which we have talked about in the past, which continues to stagnate despite offering a fabulous valuation, in my view.
Yeah, those were a couple of companies I was actually thinking about. There's actually probably a dozen or two dozen of these development stage companies like that. On a similar track, but somewhat different track, What do you think of the companies that are continuing to drill massive programs? Some of these companies are doing 30,000, 50,000, even 100,000 meters of drilling this year. So these companies are cashed up, they're drilling, but they've also raised a lot of money and had to dilute shareholders down. So what we're seeing, and we heard a comment from a different company that I won't name, that said, hey, we're growing our market cap. And I had countered with, yeah, but you're not growing your share price. You're growing your market cap by diluting and drilling and spending, but investors are not getting the reward of a higher share price. So how do you balance the raising of money and drilling on these big projects with the value creation they need to do to move the share price needle?
Well, yeah, and you have made an excellent point. What Frank Holmes, my ex-boss, says all the time is that, what is the company doing on per share basis? Are they creating value for shareholder on per share basis, or they are mainly increasing market capitalization by raising more and more funds, which tends to benefit the management rather than the shareholders? So you are absolutely correct. And I shy away from companies that raise money at a low share price, unless they have a very strong reasons to do so. If they raise money at a low share price, it only tells me that the management is not to be trusted. They are after a lifestyle. They are after protecting themselves rather than rewarding the shareholders. And I stay away from such companies. But remember, I just mentioned Nucor Gold. They did financing at 60 cents and they did not issue a warrant. Their share price was indeed stagnating and they had to raise money to do the drilling. Now, if you don't do drilling and if you go into complete hibernation, you destroy the company as well. And then the share price continues to drift downwards. So it's a very tricky exercise when you raise the money, but I'm certainly not interested in companies that raise money, a lot of money to do a lot of drilling when the market does not care about their drilling.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the environment that we're in for a number of companies, and even some of the well-known large explorers that have big drill programs, their share price hasn't been moving. You're right to point out, Giant, that it's about what the share price does, not necessarily market cap. And I hate that reason when a company says our market cap is growing, but then you look at the share price and it hasn't gone anywhere. It means they're not helping out investors. I know you don't usually focus too much on the majors, but I just want a quick comment in terms of, look, the majors have even faded as well. That shows really a lack of interest from, I believe, big institutions in the space. And that's even on the back of these large companies cleaning up their balance sheets, issuing a dividend. They have a lot of good stuff going for them, but the market doesn't seem to care. Why doesn't the market care when the company is producing good financial numbers? Is it simply because gold price drifting lower, that just shies away investors?
Well, certainly based on my conversations with a few institutional investors recently, my conclusion has been that several institutional investors and probably the much broader sector of institutional investors have faced a cash crunch. They simply don't have the cash to invest their money, new money, and I would not be surprised if they are having to sell their ownership in some of the larger liquid stocks to generate the cash that they must. So the problem probably is the cash crunch that some of these institutional investors are facing.
Now, what would sort that out? Giant, what do you think is needed here? Because what we keep on hearing is stocks lead the metal, and right now stocks have been leading lower. So even though there is this disconnect, there are some traders saying, fine, yes, there is a potential that stocks might rebound and catch up to the metal. There's also a good potential that the metal might keep drifting lower and catch up to the stocks.
I tend to think that it is stocks that follow the metal. If the metal prices go up, stock prices should eventually go up. And that's what will happen, in my view, with at least the precious metals mining stocks. And when they do go up, these institutional investors will be able to generate some cash to start investing in junior mining companies. So my view is that this is a short-term disconnect, and this is what I have been told by a couple of institutional investors, that they are short of cash, but their shortages should go away in the next 6 weeks to 8 weeks.
Well, Giant, another thing that comes to mind when we talk about the strength of some of the majors, and there are some that are making money, and there are actually a lot of mid-tier producers in gold and silver, and even in copper, that are doing pretty good. Their balance sheets are improved. They're a lot better than they were, and they've cleaned up the sins of the past from the last cycle, but they eventually are going to have to replace their ounces in the ground. We have not really seen a lot of mergers and acquisitions. We've seen some, but not as many as one would expect. The rationale was, hey, COVID has everything shut down. People can't travel and do site visits. But people are out and they're circulating again, and they are going on site. Do you think we'll see a pickup in the M&A in the space? Because a lot of times that's what gets the money rotating from one stock to another. Just curious to get your thoughts on M&As.
Yeah, I think so. I think some companies have excellent projects which should start getting seen by mining companies, and those projects might be 2 or 3 years away from going into production. But I completely agree with you, Shad, that some of these bigger companies should start paying attention to development stage companies. But at the same time, I might say that some of these big companies do not let their staff travel much these days because they probably face a higher legal liability if their staff gets into trouble. So yes, people are starting to move around, but I'm not sure if bigger companies are starting to move around as well.
So then, Giant, let's look to a couple stocks then, or however many stocks are on your radar. Is there anything that you think, clearly because there is the opportunity or potential that stocks start to move higher and catch up to the gold price, what stocks are you liking right now?
Well, there's one company that I have been paying attention to recently. I invested in this company about a year back. The company is called Signature Resources. The ticker is SGU, and it's trading at 9 cents. That gives it a market capitalization of $20 million. Now, they have assembled a nice large project in the northern part of Ontario bordering Manitoba, not very far from Monument Bay project. Now, this project apparently was never a single project as a single entity. It was broken up in smaller parts. So each individual entity was doing its own work, trying to not worry about what was an, not trying to drill closer to the borders with other smaller projects in the area. So for the first time, Signature is trying to picturize this project as one large entity. They have a historical resource of 250,000 ounces, grading about 7 grams per ton. And they have recently raised cash at 16 cents. Again, it's trading at 9 cents. They are expecting to start drilling in about 2 weeks' time. Drilling got delayed, and the reason why I think the market became pessimistic about the stock it fell from 16 cents to 9 cents. It got delayed because the forestry department imposed restrictions because of the forest fires. So now that the forest fires have cleared up, it seems that they should be drilling in about 2 weeks' time. And I think it's an exciting price at 9 cents. Now, I did talk before we started recording, Corey, that the company does have a large number of warrants expiring later this year. I think about 70 million warrants expiring later this year with exercise price of about 10 to 15 cents. But if you are buying those shares at 9 cents, I'm reasonably well protected from the deluge of shares that can come to the market in case share price goes above 10 cents. So I'm happy investing increasing my exposure to this company at 9 cents. But it's something people should keep in mind that there are a large number of warrants expiring at by the end of this year.
Okay. Giant, appreciate the insights. We're going to wrap it up here. But I know we've talked with a lot of people about this disconnect between the gold shares and the gold price. But you had some pretty good comments on what might be causing that. And again, just the lack of big money in the sector is also a key distinction. So let's see if that starts changing potentially after summer, after Labor Day. But I think we just need another catalyst to start driving the market. Giant, thanks as always for your time. Great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks very much.